Welcome to the CSIS podcast. I'm Colm Quinn. This week, we're taking the long view and leaving the headlines behind. We're looking at the trends that have made the North African Maghreb a reluctant destination for migrants, as they find themselves cut off from sanctuary in an increasingly unwelcoming Europe. It hasn't stopped the attempt. Between 2016 and 2017, 8,000 people died trying to cross the Mediterranean to Europe. And last year, more than 3,000 migrants died making the journey, according to the International Organization for Migration. As Europe's policies shut the door on migrants, they increasingly find themselves stuck at the traditional midpoint of their journey, in Northern Africa, or the Maghreb. Spanning from Morocco towards Libya, the Maghreb has had to adjust from a point of departure for people travelling across the Mediterranean to a final destination. In the past 7 years, more than 800,000 have crossed the Mediterranean. Two-thirds of these migrants are from sub-Saharan Africa, and the migration flows have not yet hit their peak. Over the course of two episodes, we'll explore what this new migration reality means for the people and governments in the Maghreb and the world. We'll speak to Haim Malka, a North Africa expert and a senior fellow and deputy director of the Middle East program at CSIS.
The North African nation of Libya is one of the critical stops for refugees and migrants fleeing war, extreme poverty, and oppressive regimes in their home countries.
In 2016, more than 360,000 migrants attempted the dangerous journey.
More than 3,000 people died trying to make it.
Their boat capsized during the perilous journey from North Africa to a better life in Europe.
I took the risk because I knew it was 50-50, either you survive or you die. So I just pray to God, and I believe that God will see me through.
We have to look at the migration from sub-Saharan Africa in the context of a broader mass migration of people that's been happening over the last several years.
Haim Malka has been following migration movements and recently published a report about migration patterns in Northern Africa.
Europe has received 4.5 million requests for asylum since 2011. The vast majority of those asylum seekers have come from conflict-ridden countries in Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan. Since 2011, there have been about 800,000 people that have crossed from Africa into Europe seeking asylum.
Historically, the Maghreb has served as a gateway for sub-Saharan African migrants wanting to reach Europe, and there are three main pathways. Through the eastern Maghreb, from Tunisia and Libya to get to Italy and Malta, the western Mediterranean route, which begins in Morocco and Algeria and ends in Spain, and the western African route, from western Morocco to Spain through the Canary Islands. These three main pathways are all dangerous and often fatal.
Many people that come to Libya or that get to Algeria are transiting through the Sahara Desert, through the Sahel, and they're going on extremely perilous journeys through the desert. Their lives are in the hands of smugglers, which is very dangerous. And then once they get to a departure point on the coast of North Africa, they're basically risking their lives again because they're getting into unsafe boats, crossing the Mediterranean Sea, oftentimes at night.
They won't stop, but they are in danger if they come to the cliffs.
We want to help you. We are from Greece. Stop.
So these are dangerous, dangerous efforts to try to get to Europe.
But the dangers aren't just at sea. Earlier this year, a reporter for the radio show This American Life followed a young man from Cameroon who tried to scale the wall that separates Morocco from the Spanish city of Ceuta. It's a heavily fortified border with 18-foot razor wire fences. The young man, who the reporter calls David, camps in a nearby makeshift shelter full of other aspiring fence climbers. Early in the morning, a group of 200 of them dash toward the fence, but they have to go through a deep trench and dodge Moroccan military officers along the way. With the stakes this high, Haim explains why more migrants are staying in the Maghreb.
Europe is getting harder and harder to get to because security cooperation between European governments and North African governments and Sahelian governments is increasing. Border security is being tightened.
This is a European Coast Guard. Stop the machine.
European migration policies are starting to change. There's a backlash against migration in Europe. The elections that we've seen in Europe over the last couple of years have had migration play a central role in political debates.
In February, former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who was running but didn't win a seat in this year's general election, said that immigration was an absolute priority in his pitch to voters. When we're in government, we will invest many resources in security to guarantee Italian safety. We will boost police presence and reintroduce the Safe Streets Initiative. Our soldiers will patrol the streets alongside police officers and many other methods as well.
So the pressures for migration northward from sub-Saharan Africa are increasing at precisely the time that it's getting more and more difficult to reach Europe and to get asylum in Europe.
It's been a challenge for Europe to address the crisis uniformly. Instead, most nations have brokered bilateral agreements with countries of origin.
Germany is trying to work with Tunisia and Morocco. Spain has worked closely with Morocco over the last decade and continues to work closely with Morocco.
Over the course of 3 days, 853 people made it into the Spanish territory. Almost half of the amount that managed to cross into Ceuta during the whole of 2016.
The relation between Spain and Morocco is the priority of the foreign policy of Spain. The Spanish and Morocco authorities have been successful to keep the immigration tab closed.
So we're seeing greater cooperation in terms of security between these countries, greater promises of aid for these countries from the European side, and discussions about the repatriation of illegal immigrants that arrive into European countries, back to North African countries, but also to their countries of origin.
Italy in particular has played a crucial role in trying to reach agreements with Libya.
Italy has also played an outsized role working directly with different political factions in Libya, because the vast majority of people crossing from Africa are coming through the central Mediterranean route, which essentially leaves from Libya or Tunisia and ends up in Italy.
The Maghreb then becomes the next best destination for migrants looking for a better life, a runner-up to Europe. The realities on the ground in sub-Saharan Africa are driving many migrants to flee from political and economic challenges in their home countries.
Samuel has fled from Boko Haram Islamist militants.
No problem, I have to take the risk. You know, when you want to achieve something, you have to risk.
The vast majority are still young men.
It's really frustrating. Nothing is, for me, nothing is actually working. No job, no work, nothing.
But women are increasingly making this journey.
If I go back to Nigeria, there's no place that I can find the money. There's no way.
Children are increasingly making the journey. So we're seeing more families, especially in places like Morocco, which have been more hospitable to sub-Saharan African migrant communities.
Bordering the Sahara, desert sands are silently engulfing the region, destroying fertile land and displacing vulnerable communities in the process.
We're seeing higher rates of environmental degradation. Conflict is still rife in Africa. Economic development is still lagging. So all of those pressures are going to force people to seek better opportunities northward.
And despite the situation in countries of the Maghreb like Libya, Morocco, Algeria, and Tunisia, they often fare better than the economic reality in sub-Saharan nations.
So if we just take Morocco, for example, Morocco has the lowest GDP per capita of any of the Maghreb countries. Morocco's GDP is about $3,000 per capita. If we compare that to Senegal, which is one of the main source countries coming into Morocco, the GDP is about $1,000 per capita. So there's a pretty big gap there.
At the same time, the population in sub-Saharan countries is growing rapidly, According to some estimates, the population of sub-Saharan Africa is expected to double to 2.5 billion people by 2025. And with 60% of that population under the age of 30, migrants are often compelled to migrate north in search of jobs.
Between 18 and 20 million jobs will need to be created across the continent over the next 25 years. And if that doesn't happen, millions of unemployed young people will become a perfect recruiting environment for both militant Islamist group Boko Haram and human traffickers selling dreams of a better life.
Africa's population is incredibly young, and those people are increasingly networked through mobile communications and social media. They have aspirations for better economic opportunities and education, and they're going to be on the move.
And that brings us to the end of part one of our special series, Destination Maghreb. Next week on the podcast, we'll look at what happens when migrants finally make it to the Maghreb and decide to stay. We'll look at how governments in the Maghreb respond in return and what policy solutions, if any, are being discussed and implemented. Thanks to Haim Malka for joining me, and thanks to Yumi Araki for producing this episode. And thanks to Lama Gamal and Intercultural Music Productions for the music. If you'd like to learn more about migration in the Maghreb, I'll include a link to Haim's report in the show's description. Also, if you have any feedback on the show, you can always email me, cquinn@cslas.org, or find me on Twitter. Until then, I'm Colm Quinn. Thanks for listening.